Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, the publication that gives women business owners tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, I don't know what's going on my line there, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. Our show today is brought to you by the 5th Annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta, a global summit and awards event, which will be live-streamed to 100 countries around the world via YouTube Live this year. This red carpet and elegant breakfast affair will be held on Saturday, April 11, 2015, at the magnificent Georgian Terrace Hotel in downtown Atlanta. For more information or sponsorship opportunities, please call 770-460-5995. Ladies, is everybody's phone okay? Because I'm hearing that static.
I don't hear any static. This is Sonia.
Okay, all right. Well, in this segment, we're going to be speaking with two dynamic women who will be a part of an upcoming incredible event called the Women to Women Conference, the second annual Women to Women Conference on this Saturday, March 14th, at the Marriott Marquis in downtown Atlanta. My guests today are Mrs. Sonia Waller, Young. President of Eventions, Inc., a top events management and communications agency, minority-owned and female-owned, and founded in 1982. You're going way back there. Dr. Camille Davis-Williams, founder of Greater Atlanta Women's Healthcare. She is a native Georgian who focuses on improving the health of women in her community. We are so honored to have on the phone today two women who are making their mark in Metro Atlanta, Mrs. Sonia Waller-Young and Dr. Camille Davis-Williams. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you.
So how are y'all doing today, ladies?
Doing fabulous.
All right. Well, Sonia, first and foremost, let's start with you. Tell us about your vision for the Women to Women Conference and how you came up with the idea in the first place.
Well, actually, it's a passion I've had for about 5 or 6 years and just never found the time or the resources or whatever it needed to, and the courage to get out there and make it work. And so I am a part of the family of the Andrew and Walter family, YMCA, and we have a team, like I think there are about 100 teens, and I've been working with them. And then I got all of these young mentees, young women, that I've been mentoring, and they said, you really need to do something, Miss Sonia. You need to give this to other women. They need it. So I spoke to my mentor, Dr. Maya Angelou, who was my friend for 35 years. Her spirit is still with us.
Of course.
And she said, I told her, you know, that God woke me up and told me I need to do this. And she says, well, let's do it. And I am here for you, my sister. And so we planned the conference, and it is sharing intergenerational life lessons and legacies with young women from 18 to 80. And so she said, don't put it off. And I said, let's do it next year. And she said, no, because I may not be here next year. I want to do it now. So there it was. We had, and Dr. Barbara King, too, who is one of my mentors. And she just said, you know, if God told you to do this, he's going to have everything in place for it. So we had not so many people registered a couple of months before, and I'm like, folks were saying, are you going to cancel it? And I said, no, I'm not. And so we had 630 women there, and Dr. Angelou gave her last speech at our conference, so she knew what I didn't know.
Well, Sonia, as an alumna, of an HBCU. Tell us why you feel that historically black colleges and universities are still necessary in a world that is becoming more and more globalized.
Oh, my gosh. Because you make connections, you make friends that are long life friends. And you just get to become your authentic self at that time. Now, when you go on to your master's, you've got your confidence. But a lot of times, and I was a counselor at the university, so a lot of times young people come and they don't have confidence. They come from smaller schools. They think they know it all, and bam, they get slapped down. But I think the professors are just very nurturing to them. And sometimes you need that, you know, in the world. So I think that the HBCUs are very necessary.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Dr. Camille Davis-Williams, how did you become affiliated with the Women to Women Conference, and what will be your role at the event?
Well, last year I was invited to be a presenter by Mrs. Young, and I went, and many members of my extended circle of friends and family also attended. And it was such an empowering and inspirational event for us, from my daughter in her 20s to my mother in her 80s. And I just saw the fact that she created the village concept. And I realized that now we tend to be more nuclear, and I so understand the power of the village. And when she asked me to participate this year, I was honored, and I am very looking forward to being in the room of such powerful women who have worked so hard in such diverse disciplines to become best selves, whether professional or personal.
Okay. So you were a presenter last year, so what are you going to be doing this year?
I will present again this year on the health panel.
All right, beautiful. So when did you first realize that you want to help women with their health and wellness?
Well, I sort of grew up in a very small town in South Georgia, and my mom was a nurse, and I decided I wanted to go into health care. And as I learned more about women's health, I realized how many myths are out there and the void of real information that women need to make responsible decisions. And I think that was my intrigue for going into women's health, and now I love sharing knowledge.
Now, for historical purposes, what's the name of that small town in South Georgia?
Ocilla, Georgia.
I'm sorry?
Ocilla. O-C-I-L-L-A, yes.
And where is that close to?
Well, it's about 20 miles from Tifton and maybe 50 miles north of Valdosta.
Okay. Well, I've been down in those parts then.
Okay.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I went to a festival down in some kind of Black Heritage Festival down in Tifton just a couple of years ago.
Okay.
All right. Well, Ms. Young, how would you advise other professionals with diverse backgrounds, such as yourself, on how to brand themselves in the current digital age?
Well, digitally, that's why I'm connecting with all of my young mentees, because they can tell me how to do that. And I can help them. Many of them are very successful. And, of course, digitally, my son says, Mom, you are technologically challenged. So all I know is that you do the best that you can do, and you put forth what you have learned so others can learn from you. And, you know, you have, Dr. Angelou, Maya said, you know, you have to have the courage to do that. And sometimes people don't have the courage, and we all need to be encouraged to just step out on faith and do what we know that's in our heart. and our passion, and realize that each one of us have our own greatness, and just to be our authentic selves and not always trying to copy on somebody else. Because, you know, a lot of the young women in particular need to know that they are worthy, and they have to be courageous and have faith to step out on what they believe. Now, how it gets in the digital world, I have no idea. But my PR people and everybody else knows it, because someone said to me, Camille, they said, well, you know, I saw you on Facebook. And I said, honey, I don't know anything about Facebook. but I will learn.
Sonia, share the Microsoft initiative.
Oh, yes. I was speaking in Houston, Texas. Actually, my husband and I have been married for like 44 years.
Congratulations.
So thank you. One of my mentees said, you know, she wanted me to come and talk to the young people there at her conference. And they thought I was the funniest thing. I had no idea I was being funny, but it's just living life for all those years that if you, you know, if you talk about it, you either laugh at it or you cry or you don't do anything. So they had a good time with us. But she is coming. She brought 20 of her young women. She's 42 years old and just a very spiritual, beautiful young woman. She'll be speaking also, a diva. So we went to her conference, and we just, you know, laid it on the line about what makes life wonderful if you choose to have it that way.
Well, I love something you said earlier about pretty much the mentee and the mentor, they both have something to offer. It's not just a one-way street. So that's beautiful.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
the
Mrs.
kids
Young,
at the Y just inspire me. I mean, they're like 13 years old. And when I asked Dr. Angelou to give her name to the Y for the teen center, she readily did it. And then the children visit her at her home, and they had many experiences together. So I'm grateful for that for them.
Beautiful. Now, speaking of the late, great Maya Angelou, who was a trusted sister friend of yours for many, many years, you said over 35 years.
Yep.
Is there one life lesson that she imprinted on your heart that you can share with our listening audience today?
Well, you know, she had so many lessons, and we're going to share those from her video of her last speech from last year. The one that really resonates with me and was at her funeral on banners all over is that she said, several funny quotes she has, but this particular one says that people sometimes don't remember what you say. They do not remember what you do, but they remember how you made them feel. And when you think about that, it is so powerful. And also courage. Courage is the most important virtue. So those are just two of the things, but she had so many of them, and I just, you know, I just love reading them over and over because it keeps you inspired.
Oh, right. Matter of fact, I was just looking at that one the other day about how they made you feel, and that's really powerful. For the people who might be just tuning in, we're speaking with Mrs. Sonia Waller-Young and Dr. Camille Davis Wims, the founder of Greater Atlanta Women's Healthcare. This is the second annual Women to Women Conference that's going to be held this Saturday at the beautiful Marriott Marquis Hotel downtown Atlanta. Dr. Wims, let's get back to you. What's your take on this STEM in academia regarding minority students?
Well, I think it is critically important. I think as we look at longevity in general, it is so impacted by education. And for healthcare, science, technology, engineering, we need more folk of diverse backgrounds to continue to forge ahead in those fields. They are the innovators. They will help to promote not only health, but innovation in other areas that impact the quality of our lives. So I am so excited about the new focus on encouraging students from young ages and middle school to place more interest in STEM disciplines.
Beautiful. I was just speaking with Carl McNair. His brother was the late Ronald McNair, the astronaut. And
yes.
He was telling me that they have over 100 Ronald E. McNair scholars around the country right now.
Exactly.
So that was a beautiful thing to hear. So, Dr. Williams, do you believe that professional organizations still hold weight in helping business professionals advance in their careers today?
Well, I would hope that those influences could be made stronger. You know, I think young people now look so to social media and the media for influences, and that's why I am so excited about this conference for the Millennium Woman to be in the space with other women of wisdom. And like Ms. Young just shared, the wisdom women by experiential living gain from being around the innovators, but the innovators certainly gain from being around the folk who have lived the life. And so I would hope those professional organizations with their missions, which are noble, will start to reach more into our communities to impact younger lives.
Well, ladies, you too, just have you on the radio show today and listening to both of you are worth the price of admission. And so you're telling me there's many, many more women that people will be able to come out and listen to and learn from. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Mrs. Young, how does your Women to Women conference plan to impact the millennial generation in this digital age to continue growing this great organization's legacy?
Well, we want the millennial woman to really take what they're learning digitally and in the STEM programs, but keep the wisdom and the connectivity with family, with friends, with being a support to one another, and not get so involved with one side of life that they forget how important it is that many of them get excited about making money. And, you know, when you work hard, money will come. And what Maya says is when you learn, you teach. And when you get, you give. So we want to make sure that many of my mentees are doing very well financially and even in STEM programs. And but there's something missing. And I think what's missing is the wisdom that we grew up with and appreciated so much from our elders, from the people who made it possible for us to be here. You know, my sister, when my parents died, just took me in and loved on me. And so we have to do that kind of giving back. Many of the young people, I think, now are so into me, myself, and I, and just their immediate family. It's very important that we give back to our community in order for it to grow. And it's not an easy task, but you must find time in your day to give back. And to also, the important thing is that they become very spiritual in their outlook. They listen to their intuition, and they pray and let God show them the way that they should be raising their children. A lot of the young people now are so friendly with their kids that they forget who's the mom and who's the child, or the parent and the child. And so they want to be, you know, that is something we all think we can do when we're young. But there are lines of demarcation that you have to look at. And I think Susan Taylor, with her networking program, is going to be a powerful impact on the lives of all of us, because she's such a spiritual person, and she will be our luncheon speaker this year. So I'm delighted that she's going to be here. And so she is one of our speakers for the luncheon and our honorees. And we have E. Frazier, who is a STEM connector out of D.C., and she is connecting every STEM program in the world. So she's going to be here as an honoree and, you know, will connect us with the things that are going on that she's a part of. And we have Lynn Whitfield. Lynn Whitfield is one of my mentees from way back, and she's like, I want to be a part of this. And I'm like, please do. So, and Tina Clark, who does all of the music for Delta Airlines, who is powerful in that media field. We just have a whole host of women from all over the country this year. Last year, we were mostly local with all the phenomenal women here. And we have, if you go online, womentowomenconference.com, you can still register for the conference. But they can see all of the photos from last year. And I think that, you know, I think that I've never been to, I actually worked so hard I had to go back and view the conference. But it was just so impactful that it is something that's needed. So we're delighted that we're going to have it again this year. And we hope everybody comes out.
Well, your website is very inspirational in itself. Dr. Williams, we have a few minutes left, but I want to ask you this question. What are three tips that you can give women on how to keep themselves and their families healthy today?
Well, I think women definitely help set the standard for physical activity. They plan the meals and therefore help set the barometer for obesity and weight. And by modeling their behavior, they help set the barometer for exposures. And so I think it's so important for our entire community for women to be informed. And last year, I thought one of the lessons that lingered, some of the young folks said, our role models have been chosen by the media, and it is absolutely amazing what these women, successful in their own right, did to become successful. And some of those folk have started to have wisdom brunches quarterly themselves after attending the conference. And so I would hope the young innovators would see wisdom in another way, because those of us raised by the village, most folk can point to someone or something that someone said to them that impacted the trajectory of their lives. And so from obesity to physical fitness to making choices whose consequences will be impactful even in the second half of life, I think women are instrumental in that.
Okay. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, are there any final words about the second annual Women to Women Conference either one of you ladies would like to share with our listening audience? We'll start with you, Mrs. Young.
Well, the one thing we're doing different this year, or in addition to what we've done, we have three panels in the morning, and it deals with your health. It's dealing with the changing lives and media of women, that women all over the world need our help, obviously. And it's dealing with your own inspiration and your own inner personal self. And so I had last year some of the women said they wanted more. We want more of this. So rather than taking it to a second day, what we did is we actually started something called Wisdom Circles. So when they get out of the luncheon, they can go and choose a circle. There's seven of them, and of meditation and stillness and just a host of them. You'll see them on the website. But you can choose to go in. For instance, Dr. Barbara King will be in a wisdom circle, and she has a book called How to Get a Flood and Not Drown. And she's going to be teaching from that book because it's so powerful in our lives. And so you will be able to be among 20 or 30 women who can ask questions, who can share with one another. And the important thing is that we begin to learn. I see a lot of negativity out here with women, and so concerned about what they look like with their hair and their nails. And surely I was concerned about that too, but and I still am. But that is not what makes the woman. And I think that the more they learn what is important in life, and through these wisdom circles, they definitely will be able to share with one another and hopefully leave the conference with a whole new perspective of what their lives and what their inner personal spiritual life should be like. And be kind to one another.
All right. And Dr. Williams, did you have anything to add there?
Well, ditto. I am excited about the intergenerational conversations. And through that, I think folk from both spectrums will learn from each other and will carry it forward. So please come.
And
right.
the title of the actual, it's Just Let It Go. And I have to tell you, Pearl Klieg will open us up with our spiritual readings that morning. And some phenomenal singers like Regina Bell and Zaria and just T. Renee Crutcher. We'll have some songs that will light you on fire. So
yes.
Please, we'd love for you to join us. There are men coming to the luncheon. My husband's coming to the luncheon.
Well, as one of the media sponsors, I'm definitely looking forward to being there.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
Excellent.
Thank you for being our sponsor also. We have we have a wonderful group like AARP's going to be there, Colgate, EDN. We have sponsors that the Andrew Young Foundation, Young International Beverage, Sam's Club, and we're just happy that they are they're interested, and we'll have women from all walks of corporate life also.
Well, great. We only have about 2 minutes left. So finally, ladies, how can our listeners connect with you, and where can they go to purchase tickets to the conference?
They can go to the website women2womenconference.com.
Okay.
And everything they need is on that website.
All right. Well, Ms. Sonia Waller-Young, president of Inventions, Inc., and Dr. Camille Davis-Williams, founder of Greater Atlanta Women's Healthcare, thanks for spending so much of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners right here in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my lovely wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another stellar job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. When you're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight, give us a call at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.